The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
This is Denise Nostrom, CEO and founder of Diversified Financial Solutions. Now more than ever, investment advice is needed. Not just where best to invest your money, but why. Are you investing for your future retirement? Are you retired and looking to maximize your income? Are you maximizing your income and concerned with leaving money for your loved ones? Are you investing for your retirement at the same time saving for your children's education and at the same time saving to buy another home? Are the markets in line with your goals? Are your goals ever changing? Please contact me at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691, or visit us at diversifiedfinancial.biz. For over 25 years, I have been helping individuals, families, and business owners navigate through all market conditions with only one goal in mind, my clients. Visit me at diversifiedfinancial.biz or call Denise Nostrom, founder of Diversified Financial Solutions, at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691 for a conversation about my most important client, you. Hello and welcome to Friday. What a beautiful day out. Summer has actually come back just for a day. I don't know, I hope we can make it last through the weekend, but that's always left to be seen. The weekends haven't really been spectacular, but when we're at work, the weather seems to be pretty good. But thank you for tuning in today. You are listening to The Financial Chick Show, and I am The Financial Chick. My name is Denise Nostrom, the CEO and owner of Diversified Financial Solutions, a full-service, independent financial planning firm located in Medford. I am here live every Friday from 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. on 103.9 LI News Radio. Your Financial Chick is here to help you make better financial decisions and choices to improve your life and reduce your anxiety and stress about money. If you have any questions on anything we discuss on the show, you can check out my website at financialchickshow.com. We are also on Facebook and Instagram at Diversified Financial Solutions. So like our page and get updates to see what is happening. So today I am joined by a guest here in the studio. So I'm excited. I want to introduce my colleague and friend, Chris York. Chris is the director of sales for Associated Pension Consultants. So welcome, Chris.
Thank you very much, Denise. I'm very excited to be here on a Friday afternoon.
Pretty cool stuff, right?
This
Not
is
too
awesome.
Bad, right?
Yeah, this is great.
And I hear we've got a lot of our friends out there in the listening area, right? They're tuning in.
We have some administrators that really know how to kick off the weekend by after a long, long year, and today is tax filing day.
Woo-hoo.
After it's all over, best way to start the weekend. More 401k talk on the radio.
I'm sure they're excited to listen.
They're all dialed in right now.
But that's good. So why don't you tell my listeners a little bit about yourself and what your job role is at Associated Pensions.
Sure. Thanks so much. I am the sales director at Associated Pension Consultants. Next month will be my 10th anniversary, which is hard to believe. Time
Happy
is flying
anniversary.
By.
That's
yeah,
exciting.
Thank you very much.
That's a lot.
Thank you very much. My role with the firm, we're a third-party administrator, so we do all the egghead stuff. We do your plan document. Mm-hmm. We do the testing. We do the tax filing. We are completely product neutral, so if somebody wants to use any record keeper, they can. And what we'll do is customize the plan to meet their needs. So I'll sit down with business owners that have a current plan and ask them if there's one or two things that you can improve, what would they be and why? Mm-hmm. The answers I usually get is everything, nothing, or I don't know.
Okay.
So I'll talk to them about fees, investments, education, plan design, record keeper, responsiveness. Something will kick in.
Right.
What I really love to do is with the startup companies. Find out, are you recruiting? Is retention an issue?
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking to get more tax deductions? Are your employees asking for it? And then customize a plan to show them how it would work, whether it be 401k, profit sharing, defined benefit, you name it, we'll help them with it.
And you've been very invaluable to me in my practice in plans. We're working on a plan right now. And it's exciting because, you know, that egghead stuff is not my forte, right? So I love that you guys are there. And I have to say, I've been working with you guys for, gosh, for over 25 years, I guess, 24. Right. It's been a long time that I've known Warren, the owner of the company. And so you guys have been amazing. And when I say service is premier, I have to, you know, there's no doubt about it. And I'm very thankful for that.
Well, it's like the Hair Club commercial. I'm now an employee, but beforehand, I was one of their top clients.
Ah,
I was working for a record keeper, and I was searching for TPAs,
okay.
found Associated Pension Consultants, and long story endless, I decided to switch teams, and now I'm with Associated Pension Consultants.
Nice. Well, that's an awesome thing. So.
It's a great job. I love what I do, although on the weekends, I don't get a lot of people asking me how's work. They don't really want the details other than fine.
Well, that works out well. That works out well, you know. But yeah, so, well, just a little bit more about you. I know also you're involved in the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, too. And I think that's wonderful. You're Man of the Year, I believe.
Yeah. That's,
you know, so congratulations on that as well.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's one of the proudest things I've ever been a part of. It feels weird to say, but I am the Long Island Man of the Year for the mm-hmm. Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. My son went through hell and really, really had a tough time. But as I sit here today, he is now completely cancer-free.
Amen. Thank
he
goodness.
Had school today.
Yeah.
He's a big boy. He walked home with his twin brother and his sister, and everything's been great. And I'm currently recruiting somebody to take my mantle,
okay.
either a man or a woman of the year, and my wife works with the student of the year. So my wife, Annette, is knee-deep in it as well.
Very nice.
It's our passion. Thanks for letting me talk about it.
I love that. You know, this is the beauty of what we do in business. It's not, you know, helping clients with their finances and things like that, but it's the philanthropic stuff that we do that just really just makes it all that much special. And I have to say, you know, it's good to be surrounded by people that are good like yourselves.
No, it's been really rewarding, and it really it keeps you grounded. You know, I go through the things, today's tax filing deadline, and one of the things that have changed about me is I don't sweat the small stuff. Everything is fixable, everything we can handle. And that's what I love doing with the small business owners and the large business owners is let me fix what you need.
Amen. And isn't that what it's all about? And, you know, especially in the times that we're in right now, it's just everything just seems so cumbersome. And, you know, we make everything much more difficult than it should be, I think, sometimes, you know. Well, so that's what we're here to do, to kind of make it easier. So, I mean, as far as 401ks, I mean, that's the big thing. I mean, for owners of businesses, it's a great time to start 401ks,
well,
right? So tell us a little bit about that.
It's not only a great time to start it, and that's like something that somebody would say all the time. Is it a great time?
Right,
of course.
Right. It's always a good time.
But it really is, because states are beginning to set mandates that are requirements that if you're not offering your employees a retirement plan, you're going to have to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And every state has different rules. New York City's already getting started, whether it's 25 employees or less. Some are 10 employees or less. We're waiting for more detail from New York.
Right.
But if you don't offer a plan, you're going to have to offer the state-run plan, which is going to be very limited. Whereas if they work with you, Denise, we could do a simple IRA, a SEP, mm-hmm. a 401k. I want a match. I don't want a match. I want profit sharing. I want different eligibility requirements. That's what we do.
Right.
I'll
right.
ask people, assuming there are no rules, how would you like this plan to work? They give me their answer. I tell them I have books as thick as my fist in my office. There's a lot of rules, but I'm going to come as close as I can to meet your needs.
Right.
But it's always better to do it on your own than to be forced to do so. And it's actually less expensive as well.
Yeah. And I'm sure the options with the state-run plan, you know, it's probably not as nimble or able to be changed as easily as we know working with, unfortunately, the government.
No, I don't have all the details yet, but it just from the size and scope of what it's going to be, it can't be.
Right.
It can't be.
Personalization,
so,
yeah, it's going to be more of a vanilla type of package.
Yeah, and it's refreshing when you sit down with a business owner and they'll talk about somebody that's been with them a long time and they're really concerned about their well-being. And some will sit back and assume it's going to cost a fortune with matching
mm-hmm.
when there's no rule you have to match. And if you match, it can be any proportion that you want.
Right.
So, you know, it's really flexible in what we can do with a business owner and meet their needs. And a lot of the plans that are out there, they're on autopilot. Somebody may have set up a plan 4 or 5 years ago or much longer,
right.
and their business has changed, especially with everything going on today.
Absolutely.
Their business changed, but their plan hasn't. So you sit back and say, you know, what do you wish were different? Because you can change it. Yeah. You know, we can make a lot of amendments, and it's not that expensive to do so.
And it's probably something, too, that they don't think about it. You know, it's just easy, you know, that set it and forget it, right?
Well,
that makes it a little so much easier. But even the rules and regulations that have
absolutely
changed.
There's a lot of rules and regulations. When you say set it and forget it, this is why it works. Mm-hmm. If you have a participant here on Long Island that's putting in $100 a paycheck, first two or three paychecks, they notice it.
Mm-hmm.
Their fourth paycheck, they don't notice it. It's just happening. It's like FICA. It's like their medical. It's just a deduction.
It's just getting them started. That's the hard part.
But if you came to them every pay period and say, give me $100 to put in a plan, you'll hear it's my mother's birthday. Yeah. The holidays are coming. You'll hear a lot of excuses. So it works that it's on autopilot sometimes.
Awesome. Well, we're getting close to the commercial break. See how quickly it goes, right?
Yeah.
But this is the Financial Chick, Denise Nostrom. The company is Diversified Financial Solutions. I help look for financial solutions when you feel like there are none. Feel free to contact me at 631-758-8691. And we're ready to get into the commercial break. But stay tuned and be back with me, with Chris York. And we're going to talk about 401k plans and answer all those questions that you have in your mind, whether you're a business owner or possibly even a participant.
Absolutely.
And what is important and why you should be involved in the 401k. So stay tuned after the break. Welcome back. This is Denise Nostrom, the Financial Chick. My company is in Medford, and you can reach me at 631-758-8691 or visit my website at financialchickshow.com. I am here to help you on your financial journey. Over the years, things change, and I'm here to help you navigate all of those changes. So welcome back. Thanks for coming back after the commercial. We are here with Chris York, who is the Director of Sales of Associated Pension Consultants, and we are talking about 401k plans. So this is pretty exciting. Because most of you out there that are listening, I'm sure you have a 401k plan. So we're going to kind of give you all the nitty gritty and all the things. And if you're a business owner, small, mid-sized, large business owner, maybe you have a plan, maybe you don't have a plan. It's a great time to get one. Or if you have a plan, let's take a look to review that plan. So how do you do this, Chris? What's the plan? Let's start with the new 401k plan that people maybe have I'll start with myself. I had a simple IRA mm-hmm. plan with my firm, you know, for my employees. And then I knew there were some changes in the tax laws and some credits that come down the pike. And I said, you know what? I think it's time to take the jump to go to a 401k plan. So, yep. Of course, we did that about a year or so ago. And so how can other people get involved?
Yeah, well, what happens with, and by the way, the simple plan, simple is nothing simple about it. Yeah, it's a joke. It's an acronym, which we won't even get into what it stands for. But with a 401k plan or any qualified plan, if you're setting it up and you have under 100 employees, you get a tax credit for setting up the plan. The government wants you to set up a plan. Mm-hmm. $250 per non-highly compensated employee. Now you say, what's a non-highly compensated employee? It's not my definition. I don't judge. It's a crude definition by the government. Highly compensated employees are the business owners, 5% business owners, their immediate family, and right now anybody earning over $130,000. And if you're not in that category, you're not highly compensated. So if you have a group with 10 employees that are not highly compensated, they're eligible for $2,500 in tax credits. And whatever's That's not a nice. Tax credit is tax deductible. Now you look at what we do. It's $500 to set up the plan with the document. Mm-hmm. It's going to cost about $1,500 for a standard plan. If you're looking for something more advanced, a little under $2,000. Half of that would go tax credit. The other half would go toward the deductible. It's mm-hmm. tax deduction. Deductible. Yeah. Then you look at the record keeper, whatever one we decide. You have tax deductibility there as well. So the government's doing everything they can. So when people sit back and say, I want to set up a plan, but it's too expensive, it's not.
It's not as expensive as you think. You know, no. We think about the hard dollars, but when you look at the big picture and all of the different facets, it's cheaper than you think. And and it's an opportunity to, especially, we don't know where tax rates are going to go. You know, we're hearing a lot of different things, but, you know, you want to be able to, even whether you're the business owner or you're the participant, to put money into those plans. So
now with participants, a way that, you know, I know your business and I know how much you care. The beauty of these plans, which we said before the break, was the autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the detriment. You look at somebody that was enrolled in a plan 10 years ago. They may have had an enrollment meeting. They may have had a kid. They've been on autopilot for 10 years. We see the numbers. The majority of participants don't make any changes.
Mm-hmm.
They may have gotten married or divorced or had kids move out. There's so many life events that happen in that 10-year period. If you would ask a participant, when was the last time somebody sat down with you and talked to you about your retirement plan? That's part of the cost of the plan. It doesn't cost a participant to get help from a great financial advisor like yourself. And a majority of them aren't getting any of that.
Right.
They relied to go on the websites. And I look at the record keeper websites, and they're all fantastic. Mobile apps, everything. The majority of participants don't use them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have it. It goes, let me see my balance. That's all they look at. But when somebody like yourself goes in periodically, you'll have somebody sit down with you and you'll really help them customize.
Right.
What I'll see sometimes is you get that guy, the one that knows something or may have a money magazine or occasionally have the Wall Street Journal. And then you'll see the forms come in, or I'm dating myself, forms. But you'll see that everybody has invested the same way and you want to know, who's the brain surgeon that came up with their allocation?
Right, and talked to everybody about it in the office.
They're 40 years old. The 25-year-old is doing the same thing. The 55-year-old, they all came up with the same allocation. You sit back and say, they need help.
Right.
And that's what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I see it all the time where people just sit in a money market and they think they're invested and, wow, this didn't do well. They really, you know, they don't. It's invaluable. And it's kind of know when to hold them, know when to fold them. Like, you know, you need to get that help and just asking. And you're right. A lot of these plans don't have somebody in there to do that. And if you're a teacher or you're a teacher, probably a better example, but in a company, they're doing what they do in their job, and this is not their area of expertise. So they know they have to do it, but they're not doing it to the best ability. And you know, we're on our own, basically.
Yeah.
The money we save for our retirement is all about us.
Well,
so we got to do it right.
Sometimes you'll see an employee that I'll contribute when the company matches, and not every company is in a position to do so.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to, who are you sticking it to?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is you. 20, 25 years from now, that employer, you're not going to be in touch.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be gone. They're going to be gone. There's so many. Take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
It's really, really something like I mentioned earlier. First two or three paychecks, you'll notice it. Then it's like FICA. It's like everything else. It's a deduction. You mentally adjust to your paycheck. When we used to do enrollment meetings, and we're getting back to there again because I'm tired of Zoom, but we used to do an enrollment meeting, you have people that were salaried. I would say, raise your hand if you know your salary. And they look around the room and I'd say, it's not a trick question. Raise your hand.
Mm-hmm.
They raise their hand. Say, great. Raise your hand if you know how much money you make within $200 after taxes, after you file your taxes, because
mm-hmm.
that's your real salary. And everybody's hands are down. And he said, can we establish the fact that the average American actually doesn't know how much money they make a year?
It's true. Yeah, absolutely.
You have a partner. You have governments as your partner.
Mm-hmm.
You get a raise. Sometimes they get a better raise than you.
Very, very true. Very true. So what other things? So, I mean, as far as what about people that have their 401ks now? And what should they be looking at? Or what should they do? Should they talk to us?
Yeah, they should talk to us. And one of the things out there is, you know, when it comes down to expenses, it's funny. It's not like apples to apples. Sometimes it's comparing apples to Buicks. They're completely hidden. And one of the things we pride ourselves on is the transparency.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody does get paid. It's a little, but everybody gets paid. So you have your fund expenses, the record keeper expenses, our expenses, which I went through
mm-hmm.
for the small plans, and your expenses. Some of those are buried within the funds. Some of them are not. What has happened in the industry is a lot of consolidation. There's not as many record keepers as there were before.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much fee compression. Somebody that got a great deal 5 years ago, and they did get a great deal. You look at inflation, everything's more expensive.
Right.
Retirement plans are going in reverse. Retirement plans are becoming less expensive. So if you're a business owner and you set up a plan 5 years ago and you had $1 million and 30 participants in the plan, And right now you have 35 participants, but $2.5 million,
mm-hmm.
and you're still on that same fee structure, the amount of money you'd save. It's your fiduciary responsibility to look at it every 3 years. And you're like us. You're completely product neutral. Mm-hmm. There's so many great record keepers out there that we do one with one and we recommend another 3 or 4 years from now. It doesn't mean we didn't like one, because we may do the inverse.
Right.
The businesses that have it keep their fees the way they are. And it's important to really look at what's there. And the last thing you really need is, when was the last time somebody came in and really did a review for your plan? Or are they on autopilot?
Right.
It's okay for the participants. True. It's not okay for the fiduciaries and the person that sold it to you. So you want somebody to really care.
Yeah, no doubt. And even just seeing the amount of investment options, that was one of the big things too. You know, some of these plans have 4 or 5, you know, which doesn't really hit all the bases. And so there's a lot. I mean, we're coming to the end of the show, but there's so much talk about 401k, but I hope
I'll have to come back.
You're definitely invited back, Chris. No doubt about it. So thank you again. I mean, this was great. And it's, like I said, pretty much everybody that's out there, if they don't have a 401k now, they've had one or their spouse has one. So it affects us all. So it's a really, really important topic. Well, have a wonderful weekend, everybody. We're at the end. Again, you're listening to The Financial Chick Show. And I hope we have a good weekend weather-wise. I'm not sure what it's going to look like.
It's going to be okay.
All right. It's going to be good. All right. So enjoy. And I will catch you all next Friday. Take care.
Advisory services offered through Blackridge Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Peak Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Blackridge Asset Management and Diversified Financial Solutions are separate and independent entities from Peak Brokerage Services.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.